to talk about, which we do often, highlighting this on the afternoon show here at BBC Radio Wiltshire, because the statistics are that 1 in 8 men across the United Kingdom will suffer prostate cancer at some point in their lives. 1 in 8 of us. Well, to raise awareness and also funds for prostate cancer research, the chairman of Buckinghamshire County County Cricket Club, over 60s and 70s, Ron Headley, has been organising walks for his players over the past 4 years. Now, Ron wants to get every county who has senior teams to get their players and members taking part in fundraising walks as well. And Wiltshire has taken up the challenge, I'm happy to say. Senior cricketers here will be taking part in the next walk. But we thought we'd got to have a chat with Ron Headley about this. So we got him on the line. Good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon.
Where did the idea of organising these walks come from then?
I'm not sure. A sleepless night, if the truth's known. I have done several things, raised £20,000 with cricket matches and several walks. And I recently, at a Bob Willis fund, who obviously died of prostate cancer, the new chief executive for Prostate Cancer UK, and I said, I'd done all the walks I was going to do, done all the fundraising. She said, do one more walk and I'll come with you. So I thought about it, and after a sleepless night, said to my wife, I've come up with this idea of doing a walk in every county that plays over 60s, over 70s cricket, because they're the men, that's the age group that needs to know about it. And instead of saying, you're mad, she said, what a good idea. So that's where it came from, to be honest.
Well, once your wife says, what a good idea, there's no going back, is there, frankly?
Well, I owe my wife my life, because without her, I don't know if you know the Jeff Stelling March for Men. I did one of those in 2017 to raise funds. A year later, having been pushed again for a second test by my wife, discovered I'd got bone and prostate cancer in 2018. And I wouldn't have got, I was told after the first test, which was okay, to go back in 4 years' time. And that isn't right. You know. And a year later, I'd got prostate cancer and bone cancer. So I then had to decide I had to do something about it to raise awareness. And being involved heavily with over 60s, over 70s cricket, I've got a lot of men, as over 1,000 men play over 60s, over 70s county cricket. We need to get the message out there, and we are delighted that Wiltshire have taken on, and their walk sounds tremendous. We've made this a 2-year project, because I'm 75 in 2024, and the last walk we've been suggested that we can have a Lord's cricket ground. It's not definite, but we did a walk last week at Worcester County Cricket Club in the middle of a county championship game. 32 people walked, the crowd were fantastic, the club was incredible, making us welcome, and we've raised 1,330 with this new set of walks already.
Well done, well done. Well, look, let's talk about the Wiltshire Walk, if we may. Yeah. Where and when is the Wiltshire Walk taking place?
It's on Thursday the 3rd of November, it's at 10:45, it starts from Devizes Cricket Club, and we are walking about 5 miles along the Avon Canal, I think.
That'll be right from Devizes, definitely.
Your Devizes to the Barge Inn in Seaton, I think it's called.
Clever.
All these walks have a lunch involved in them. And we're hoping to get as many people as possible. And if anybody's listening to this program and wants, we'll be in special T-shirts and Bob Willis Fund caps. You won't miss us. And I've just heard today that one of Wiltshire's senior cricketers has said that he's going to run the 5 miles in full cricket kit with back pads, gloves, and wants people to sponsor him. I know. From last night, he put it out, and within an hour, he'd raised over £50. He's hoping to raise £300 towards the fund. So we're absolutely delighted by that.
That's great. Can I ask Ron, I mean, can anybody join the walk? Anyone that would like to come along? How can people find out more details and basically sign up for this?
Well, the best me, I suppose, rjhatters at yahoo.co.uk.
All right. Otherwise, if people want to call in to us this afternoon on the programme, we'll pass your contact details on. Yeah. That's probably the easiest way.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we will. Absolutely.
Yeah. And in the past, we've had Alan Lamb, the former England cricketer, Mick Harford, footballer, both have prostate cancer, and they've both joined us for walks.
Great.
And we've had Michael Parkinson, Mike Atherton, Mary Berry joined us for a lunch and a cricket match 2 or 3 years ago. So we're trying to get the word out there that it's so important to get tested.
That's the thing, because the symptoms of prostate cancer aren't that obvious, are they? So what would your advice be to any man? Well, let's go for anyone over the age of 50. Any man over the age of 50 who's never had a check for prostate cancer. What would your advice be to them?
Well, go to the doctor and ask for a PSA blood test. Unfortunately, not all doctors agree with it because it has false positives. But at the moment, there isn't really any other way, which is one of the things the Bob Willis Fund is doing, is to try and get scanning, something like that, which it would be better than the PSA test. And one of the things that people don't realise, my problem was I was up in the night weeing too much. Bob Willis, who died of the disease, he couldn't go to the toilet. And that was one of the signs. But there's not always signs, as you've just said. Mm. It's best to get tested. And the other thing people need to know, Prostate Cancer UK, on their website, have a 30-second checklist that is worth looking at. And you saying about 1 in 8 men, unfortunately with black men it's 1 in 4. So again, it's very important that they get tested.
Yeah, you're right to mention the prostate cancer website, because I've seen it before. We've spoken to them on the program before, and it's very comprehensive, it's very good, and I would urge anyone, any man aged over 50 to have a look at it. And if you're married to a man aged over 50 who is reluctant to have a look on their behalf. Do a little Google search for prostate cancer and you'll go straight to the website. Right, date for this walk in Wiltshire again from the Devizes Cricket Club is, did you say the 3rd of November?
3rd of November.
3rd of November.
3rd of November.
Great.
We're meeting around about 10:45, looking to walk 11 and be at the barge in for lunch about 1 o'clock.
Sounds very civilised. Great. Yeah, Ron,
if anybody's out and walking along, we'll hopefully have a tin, or they'll be able to donate if they see us walking in white T-shirts with pale blue caps on.
I wish you well with this, and thank you for coming on and highlighting what you're doing and highlighting how important testing is as well this afternoon. It's very good to talk to you.
Thank you. Can I just say thank you for something that you've just mentioned before? One of my favourite songs is Kenny and Dolly singing Islands in the Stream. So thank you very much. You must have put that on for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can make things happen, Ron. I can make things happen. Shall I play it for you right now?
Yeah, that would be brilliant.
All right.
My day.
My absolute pleasure. Ron, great to talk to you. And stay
Thanks
well, my friend.
Indeed.
Stay well.
Thank you.